Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
People are what make Ball special, and Ball knows that. That's why they're looking for more special people. Right now, if you are looking for a job, you can text Golden to 77222 and get linked directly to open positions. Or you can go to jobs.ball.com and search for Golden. That's jobs.ball.com and search for Golden. And look for the information that they'll have listed on that production technician role. Ball is hiring. It's a competitive salary. If you want to be a part of that, check them out.
God, this music is like
this is hilarious.
It's like actually as bad as you could think. I got my boots on. How y'all doing tonight? Welcome into the Losers Lounge. Sounds like a this country song.
Are we back into a children's book reading Adam just that quickly?
Yeah, we're doing voices again. What the hell?
That was children's
How does
book
this
reading
show start?
Adam. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Losers Lounge. You have to have. The
I know, but
trombone.
I had no effect. It was.
Did have no effect. Guys, Nuggets dropped to a Ja Morant filled Memphis Grizzlies. They were on fire. Ja Morant was unstoppable, unguardable. He was pretty spectacular overall. There were some positives. There were some real negatives, and I'm sure we're going to get into them in an ugly Losers Lounge. It's going to be so ugly.
What's the ugliest part? Is it me?
I'm going to introduce my panel here. I got D-Line Co.
Guys, I'm not a basketball genius. I looked at the box score. I couldn't make heads or tails of it.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of minuses underneath the line where it said starters. I don't know how to interpret that, but it didn't seem good.
It wasn't good. It was indeed actually bad, I would say. I would go as far as to call it bad. Over here, I got Brendan Vogt.
I'm in a tough place, guys. I'm in a tough place. Argentina's bailing on me. I can't win the Denverites back because I was too in on Faku. It's gonna be a tough lounge for me.
Sports are pretty funny in that way.
Yeah.
In that, like people, you know, like you're my guy as long as you have the opinion I want, no matter what the circumstances.
Hey man, I'm not blind.
So yeah, the Nuggets drop, and it sucks because we talked about this homestand. Nuggets have one more game against Detroit. I mean, hopefully that's an opportunity. Actually, they have two games in a row, one at home against Detroit and one on the road. Detroit's not very good. They don't win very many games. I don't know if you guys have seen that, looked at the standings. They're not very good. So the Nuggets have an opportunity to close out this homestand now with a win, but we talked going into it. 4-2 was par. If you go 4-2, you don't feel bad about it, but you don't feel good about it. And we wanted to feel good about it. Tonight was that game. Nuggets lose by 4 points. And as you mentioned, I don't think it's hard to figure out where this game went wrong.
No.
This one. So we'll talk about it. Nikola Jokic gets a triple-double, 26 points, 11 rebounds, 12 assists. You get good contributions, really, from everybody. Will Barton tonight, 27 points, goes 10 of 18 shooting. He had some very big moments. Double figures across the board. In fact, everybody in the starting lineup, 15 points or more, shot, with the exception of Aaron Gordon, shot 50% or better. Then you go down to that bench unit. You look at Zeke Nagy, who played just 12 minutes, minus 14. Nuggets were murdered in those minutes. You get to Faku Campazu, 19 minutes, minus 23, murdered when he was on the court, including in the stretch he played with Jokic. Still the Nuggets murdered. Bones Highland out there for 12 minutes, minus 14. Bryn Forbes makes his debut, goes minus 13. And here's the worst part. 8 points for Zeke Nagy, 9 points for Brendan Forbes. Those are your total points scored off the bench. Bones and Faku combined for zero. All right, Eric. I'll let you say it. I'll let you be the one. We can Brendan talk about the bench. I don't want to try to make it a guy.
Brendan and I scored as many points as both Faku and Bones combined.
That's so sad.
I'm the biggest Bones defender, and Brendan Vogt is the biggest Faku defender. You can direct all frustration about Faku towards Brendan directly. Use the at symbol the chat.
Actually, here's what I will say before we get into try to single out guys. When the Nuggets added Bryn Forbes, this was his debut tonight, we were talking about who gets bumped from the rotation, and we thought for certain,
yes,
It was going to be any two of Austin Rivers, Bones Highland, Faku Campazzo. And we thought, man, are you really going to play Bryn Forbes alongside Faku? That's two really small guys. I don't know if you could do that. And then we thought, oh, well, then surely if you did that, you wouldn't, you know, you'd have a big at the three spot. You wouldn't put Bones Highland as your small forward, especially against Ja Morant and this Grizzlies team that has some perimeter scoring.
I actually
scoring.
Did expect all of that.
Did you really?
Yeah, I thought he was going to go at the three.
But this is what happened. Yeah. Like, I'm honest to God, I am blown away that Michael Malone decided to play that combination of players tonight. I hope it's the last time, because this game really is that simple to me.
Yes,
it really
it is
that simple. Nuggets played pretty good. The Grizzlies were on fire. Ja Morant, no answer for him, and yet Denver still should have won this game if they didn't hemorrhage 23 points in 12 minutes or whatever it was.
The crazy thing is that unit that got torched so substantially, so thoroughly, so embarrassingly in the third was actually pretty good in the second.
Here's the thing though. You said they were good because they went on that run. But if you give up a 12-0 run
and then
you have an 8-0 run, you still gave up four points.
I'm trying to play like on this show. I was trying to occupy my own opinions mean nothing. I'm just trying to understand like the psychology. Why would you go to a lineup that is so obviously broken? Clearly does not work. Like the babies in the baby race were all complaining about the same lineup. Every single person was screaming from the hilltops, like, what are we doing with this three guard lineup? Why with the three small guards? Like, it's not Bryn Forbes, you know, it's his first game. I'm not that mad at him. He came out on fire for the most. I mean, he came out.
Took 13 shots. He took the fourth most shots.
In the first half, he was good. In the second half, he was atrocious.
Yeah.
Every guard that suited up for the Denver Nuggets in the second half was absolutely atrocious.
Right.
It just makes you crazy. You're like, dude, try something different. It's not what he does. Malone does not do that. He lets everything play out to the absolute bitter end. Like you, I hope that this is the last time we see something like this. I'm not convinced that it is, but good guy.
Were you surprised at all that? Yeah. So you said you weren't surprised.
No,
that they
no, it didn't surprise me. I don't think it was the right call, but It didn't surprise me. Malone does the three guard thing, man. And here's the other thing. That group hasn't stopped anyone all year. So, no, but I think he was just trying to find a little offense, and they didn't go shot for shot. They just didn't.
Right.
So, I mean. First of all, I start with Malone tonight. I do. I just don't think it was a great Malone night.
I really do, too.
But look, man, Bones was scoreless. Faku was scoreless. And look, there was a stretch with the bench before the Faku Jokic minutes where, like, look, Forbes had three chances to knock down some shots, go shot for shot with them, and he missed them. I don't blame the new guy for the loss. But Bones was also scoreless. Like, the bench did not play well
atrocious.
In that stretch.
Atrocious.
It is Faku's additional minutes that blow my mind.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, because everybody else on the bench, you know, kind of gets cut a little bit here.
That's
I guess
right.
Bryn Forbes played 19.
To me, this is a very good summary of the Faku issue. he has had a very bad season. The entire bench has had a very bad season. As a unit, they have lost a lot of games together.
Right.
One guy in that group has had a much longer leash than everybody else.
Correct.
It's my guy, my fellow Tiny King. And tonight he led everyone in minutes off the bench when it was clear from the first stint that he didn't have it. So, listen, I thought Faku was a great third string point guard last year. I really do. I'll stand by that till the end of my days. It's been a rough season so far, and I think the biggest issue for me is how much Malone relies on him.
Right.
And I can appreciate it, but it's Torrey Craig-esque, and that drove me crazy, too.
And that's the thing, like, you know, some people don't like when you share plus-minus as an individual stat. They're like, the stat people are like, it's not an actual thing. Like, here's the thing. We all understand what it means. When you were on the court, does it mean it was all your fault? Of course not.
Of course not.
But we could take now a 1,000-minute sample size and say that Faku, coming into tonight, was the 17th worst. The only guys that were worse were the Thunder, who lost a game by 85 points this season. Or players on the Thunder, the Rockets, Garrett Temple, the only guy on the Pelicans, and Detroit. So all your teams that are losing every game by 20 points have guys that are in the Faku zone. Denver's got a winning record. Denver has a winning record, and he's played every game. So it kind of shows you that, hey, man, when they're on the court. And then here's the crazy one. Jokic has played roughly one quarter of his minutes with Faku this season, and it was a minus 16 coming into the game. He's going to be like a minus 30 after this one. That is crazy to me because Jokic has the eighth highest plus minus of any player in the NBA right now. So when he's on the court, Denver is winning by an average of like 10 points per game. That's what they are, except for that anchor, those minutes that they overlap there. So I'm with you. And like, again, my point isn't that Faku is bad. It's that the Nuggets clearly don't have the pieces that he fits in a very narrowly defined system. And the Nuggets don't have that. They don't have a rim roller. They don't have great spacing.
Yep.
So this isn't maybe a worse player can play because it fits better with the other ingredients that you have. And I honestly think that's it. It's not just a personal attack on Faku and his like ability. It's an attack on his repeated leash, as you mentioned, with the lineup that so clearly brings out the worst in him.
Yes.
Yeah, it's frustrating because I think, like Vogt said, I think you just kind of have to look at Michael Malone in this scenario where you're like, man, you got to put people in a position to succeed. Like, you just have to. It's on you. And we see this. I mean, we've seen this a lot now for 3-4 games in a row. Like, it's almost like he has all of his lineups just pre-filled out, and they just go in, and that's what it is. And and you're like, man, that 3-guard lineup is not effective. It's they're so much smaller than the Grizzlies. They're throwing the ball. They're creating turnovers constantly. They can't get into the paint at all. They can't shoot at all. There's really not providing any advantage. And then they're getting absolutely murdered on the defensive end. So
the defensive part is a big part of this too. Like, if you're not going to be effective, you know, if you're not going to get some steals,
yeah, like get some stops.
But they weren't. Like, there were no stops to be had. The reason Michael Malone plays him, I believe, is because he's a point guard.
Yeah,
and this makes sense. Like, the Nuggets are short point guards.
They need a point guard.
Morris, and then they have Faku. And you look around and you go, is Bones a point guard? Is Barton a point guard? Like, can those guys handle it? Davon Reed, can those handle it? And I honestly don't know the answer. Other than I know we've watched this story
we
so many times, and I'm like,
there's
I'm curious.
One thing we haven't tried.
I'm curious.
Right. That's it.
Yeah. Although the question is like, okay, fine. So you want to play Faku because he's a point guard. Like, so why two other guards next to him?
Right. Well, you just got Bryn Forbes, so I think you have to throw him out there. But like,
well, right. So then,
he's not a point guard. Like,
right.
You know,
so let's try Davon Reed. Let's try like a little size.
I don't know if you can play an NBA basketball game without a point guard, though. This is the real issue. Like, you either have to change your rotation entirely so that you're playing Barton more with the second unit as a point guard. You're trusting Bones Highland here, which he doesn't like. In my opinion, probably deserve that trust. Although, here's one thing about Bones Highland: nights like tonight, he's really just not involved. It's not like.
He was terrible.
He was bad. He was really bad.
No, but you're saying like it's not. It was just like he was breaking shots.
He wasn't
a part of what they
he
were doing.
He wasn't a part of the other. Like, part of me wonders like what happens if Bones Highland is the point guard. What probably happens is you probably have a lot of worse turnovers and some like blown defensive assignments. But maybe, I don't know, you score a point here or there. Like, you might.
That sounds dumb.
And I'm just curious. Like, here, we're at the point where it literally can't be worse. You know, like I don't think it can.
Well, I know
they scored 17 points tonight.
It's so wild, man. The Nuggets, like, I mean, that team that they went up against. Granted, they were missing people. That's a really good team.
Yeah,
that's the Memphis Grizzlies. We do have to credit them.
I mean,
and John Moran in particular.
Like, it's unbelievable.
It's easiest to look inside when you're angry. It's healthy to look inward when you're angry. We're all mad at Faku. That team that they played, Ja Morant was incredible.
Yeah. Like,
Ja, meaning God, like, seems appropriate. That dude is unbelievable.
He has the best body control I've ever seen. You know, like, guys, Michael Jordan, people, I always tell people this, that was the number one thing with Michael Jordan. He had such great body control. Yeah. He was like Kobe with respect spread, but somehow had the body control of like a Kobe. John Morant takes it to a other level. Like, he makes 4 or 5 90-degree cuts in one drive. Like, he'll just go 100 miles per hour, 90-degree angle at left, 90-degree angle at right, 90-degree angle left, and then it's a layup. And you're just like, how do you guard that?
Yeah, he can go absolutely wherever he wants.
Really is joystick body control. It's absolutely – I mean, he's fun. And then the thing that also makes him unlike, just a straight Westbrook or a John Wall or one of these other guys – he also is like such a unselfish player and smart player, and he does all these other things too that you're and a gamer. He just plays with this like intensity. So, go ahead.
Well, I want to keep pulling on the thread that you hit on. We talked on Malone, and he gets, I think, his fair share of blame tonight. look, our guy Tim Connolly, I don't think you can just sit here and say, like, listen, in Tim's defense, this was not plan A or B or C.
Right.
But let's acknowledge the position Malone's in. You are right. It's not just that he likes the hustle. They need a point guard.
Right, right.
And here's the deal. I love Bones Highland. What has Bones' season looked like? He's sprained two ankles. He's been in and out of health and safety protocols twice, and he's a rookie. So if the plan was he was the point guard from the jump, I don't know how good this looks either. But I acknowledge what you're saying, Adam. How much worse can it look? Oh. And what's the one thing we haven't tried yet?
I miss the Rodney Magruder era, don't you?
So.
Well, I mean, to your point, and it's funny because I was thinking about this tonight. We hadn't talked about this, so I can't really claim credit. But it is true that if Tim Connolly's looking at this the way I'm looking at it and saying, like, man, every time he's on the court, they're hemorrhaging. He doesn't have a game where he was a positive against a team with a winning record. Like, that's a shocking and damning statistics. If you look at that, maybe you do think, do we need Bryn Forbes or do we need a point guard? Like, maybe we just bring in, like, a Brandon Goodwin, some kind of, like, not good, other, whatever you can get for what they had available to you. You're not going to get a great point guard, but just somebody that's like, hey, this guy has played point guard before, so he can do it. You know, maybe it is Bones Highland. I mean, the Nuggets just need Bones Highland to be able to step into that role, and I'm not really not sure if he can. But I do know that lately, putting him with Faku has just turned him into like a spot-up shooter that doesn't really get shots. Right. And it's not really working. So, I mean, he went 0 of 3 tonight. It's not like he...
Were you guys surprised, and we just talked about the playmaking angle, but were you surprised not to see Davon Reed tonight, a guy who we consider a Malone guy through and through? They needed some perimeter defense. He doesn't get a look.
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Davon Reed, I think, has been good.
Yeah.
He has been good. We lost by 4 points, and our guards got murdered.
Yeah, at least put him out there on Ja Morant or something, like somebody else. More than anything, it was the Faku minutes with Jokic where you're like, okay, I don't know if we need Faku here. Although, to come to Faku's credit here, the stretch in the fourth quarter where the team could not get the ball to Jokic was right when they took Faku out. Right when they took him out, then all of a sudden the team, for whatever reason, started struggling to get him the ball there. Unlike when Faku was on there, they'd get him the ball, but Jokic had to play against two guys the whole time. So it's kind of in one and out the other right now with them. Zeke Nagy was really bad tonight as well. We talk about tenacious Zeke. Here's a good thing. The Memphis Grizzlies have such a good culture because they do have a lot of guys that just go hard. Brandon Clark, he's super athletic. He's not super skilled, super athletic, and that guy just plays like a maniac, you know? Like, Steven Adams is always going to go for every rebound and box out and this or that. Zeke Nagy, 12 minutes tonight and one rebound. That's not tenacious Zeke. And there were a couple of them today where you're like, dude, you're getting pushed around. Like, you got to get tougher.
It's really weird, man. He just can't put it all together. No. Or he's in position, but then it goes right off his hands. It's just...
I think it's so hard to become a tough guy. Like, it's just... you're like, either you are or you're not. And it's hard for him to, like, I'm trying to be tenacious Zeke, but I'm actually finesse Zeke, or I'm contemplative
finesse
Zeke. What is that?
Finesse with a Z, Zeke.
Oh, all right.
I'm trying to help you out, man.
Thank you, man.
Zeke just hasn't looked like an NBA big. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He looks skilled, but the big part isn't it.
I'm not saying he doesn't look like an NBA player, but he hasn't looked like an NBA big.
So you know the comp when the draft first happened, everybody kept saying Channing Frye. And I kept thinking, like, all right, Channing Frye. I'm like, yeah, but he's more of a big than that. And, like, now I'm like, maybe he's not. Maybe he's actually just a tall, but not necessarily a big. Yeah, he's just a tall, but not necessarily a big. The one thing, we're going to get to it. There's a lot of other players that had some interesting things. But I just, Yoke, you know, he was a little passive early on. I kind of wish he was a little bit more aggressive. But in that second half.
I mean, he was so good in the second.
I mean, he was just so good again. 26 points, 11 rebounds, 12 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. I mean. 11 of 16. And honestly, he would have had 35 tonight if they could just space the court. Yeah, he's the DraftKings Sportsbook king of the game, of course. I mean, who else was it going to be? And you do just get that sense of, like, man, if the Nuggets could just help him out, like, a little, just like a little, he probably would score 50. I mean, he's in such a scoring zone right now that he's so unbothered by everyone.
I wish, like you said, I wish he would have come out a little strong. Like, this has been the Jokic experience where it's just – he's unable to just go into FU mode until he's absolutely certain it is required of him.
Every game he gives everybody a chance. And almost every game, they're like, no.
I swear to God, he starts off every game. He is like, with 2 minutes left in the first, he has 4 points.
Right.
You're like, bro, come on. Like, just go. Just go. We saw you do it at the end of the game. Last game, you answered all of our prayers. You looked exactly how we want you to look. And it seemed really easy. But, you know, what are you going to do? How could you possibly be mad at Jokic?
Who's mad at Jokic?
No, I'm not mad at Jokic. I'm saying I'm levying what sounds like a criticism, but really I'm just talking things
up. This is his fourth straight triple-double, which, I mean, it's just that we really do sometimes take him for granted because tonight it was so frustrating that you get frustrated with some of the stuff that happened.
What's the record on that? Does anyone know?
Triple-doubles?
Consecutive triple-doubles.
I mean, Russ did it for a whole year, so I'm guessing he had a stretch of like 10.
Yeah, but did he have, yeah. I don't know. 82. Look that up for me, chat.
Yeah, consecutive triple-doubles. It's probably quite a bit. But he's just so good, man, and it really is like, you just have to give him a little, man. You just have to give him a little. Well, he's going to do so much that you just have to not get destroyed.
Do you guys want to get, like there are some positive takeaways. The starters effing hung, man.
Yeah.
The starters look really good.
Yeah, they were plus, like, 13.
I just think I now feel like halfway through this season, as frustrating as this has all been, and there are so many issues that it's like, I wish they could just throw a Band-Aid on it and it doesn't work. I am that much more confident that I'm like, oh, man, the starters can play with just about any team.
They really
in the league.
Can.
They really can. I mean, it's not just that they're losing games where the bench is drowning. They are going out to big leads. Then it's gone. Then they're getting them back. I mean, they're just as good as almost any team they've played all year, if not every team. The bench issue is an issue. But again,
the bench, Monte Morris goes to the bench eventually.
That's right.
And it's like, okay, well, that actually helps out a lot because, one, that is a point guard. So, now you solved one of those big problems.
Which, again, like, was the plan.
Right.
So let's just be honest. Was it an awesome contingency plan? Is there a lot that Tim and company can learn from this roster construction?
Probably.
Absolutely.
Probably.
Absolutely.
I think about that a lot.
Absolutely. But here's the other deal, man. Like, I think everyone is climbing all over themselves to point out what everyone knows. Starting third stringers, suboptimal. Starting rookies who go in and out of health and safety and sprain their ankles, suboptimal.
I think what people are frustrated, though, by is it does feel like even with given what you have, there are better options out there.
Yeah.
That's the part that I think is frustrating is,
there
like
are
you mentioned,
to
for some reason,
this.
He just seems to have the longest leash. And you're just
that's
like,
it.
I don't know,
that's
man.
It.
Like,
that to me is, and that's where I would like focus in on this, man. Listen, your third string point guard is going to get his butt kicked. Like, you put that stat out where it's like the only guys he's better than are the guys on all the worst teams in the league. I'm like, yeah, no kidding.
Well, first of all, there's only 16 of them. So it's not even all of the guys on those teams. It's only like some of the
worst.
No,
but I'm saying, yeah, man, that sounds about right.
Yeah,
I think
that's
the kind of caliber player that he is.
Right.
So, look, is there a lesson to learn in terms of roster construction? Absolutely. Is there a lesson to learn in Malone playing him less? Absolutely. But I am not surprised that these issues are rearing their heads. There were bad options here from the jump. There remain bad options. And the best fix, as it's been all year, are these guys coming back.
It does make you wonder, though. You know, you just add DeMarcus Cousins to it, too. And the Nuggets needed a backup center, too. I mean, that was another thing. But just another ball handler. It would be nice just to be able to say, like, hey, we're going to try something else out tonight and see if it's a little bit more of a neutral option.
Trade deadline is not... has not come and gone.
It has not come and gone, but I'm not that optimistic about the Nuggets. And by the way, Jamal Murray's coming back shortly after that, so, you know, hopefully he goes. Let's take a break. On the other side, though, I want to get to Aaron Gordon's defense on Ja Morant tonight because it's kind of an interesting topic where he can and cannot be effective. And a bunch of other guys from the starting lineup that had interesting games. Big
bless
sneeze.
You, sir.
Big sneeze.
Can you get a handkerchief for my little guy over here?
Yeah, can I get one? A little hanky. Vote, you're on that.
Are you looking for the ad, or are you flaming somebody in the comments?
We just absolutely
both. All right, sorry, guy. Give me 2 seconds. Adam, say something insightful.
Yeah. What do you guys think of Ibisi and Yellowstone?
You guys got plans for this weekend? Any plans for the weekend?
Sexy Pizza catered our tailgates all Bronco season long. They did an awesome job.
You want
job.
Me to tell us some bird stories?
What is Sexy Pizza, you may ask? Well, it's a pizza place.
Sure.
That part, yep, you got that part. And it's Colorado, baby. It's local. Try one of their signature philanthropy pies. They've got some pies you can order where a selection of those proceeds will go to various nonprofits across our great state of Colorado. Your great state of Colorado.
Dude.
Your great
our
state.
Great state.
I'm just happy to be
did
here.
Did you just secede from Colorado
no, no, no,
based
no.
on this game?
No, listen. Okay. I don't get to claim it. You
yes,
guys
you
have
do.
You guys have to bestow it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's bestowed,
okay,
my guy.
Okay, well, then I'll take it. Well, then I'll take
it. I present to you Colorado.
Yeah, man, Sexy Pizza. Check them out. Hit them up. And when you do, let them know we sent you. Just so you know, if you're looking to have them support your organization or event, as we did with our tailgates, go to www.sexy.pizza and check out their about page for the donations link to see how Sexy Pizza can support your cause. And let's see. We can also talk about DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Do you guys feel like doing that?
Let's do it. I feel like it.
Let's do it. We're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL,
Ooh.
Is celebrating with huge odds boosts for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, you can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get 280 in free bets if your team wins. Not a new customer, you can still get in on the action with same game parlays. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code DNVR. Get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 to win 280 free bets. If your team wins, that's promo code DNVR for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. See restrictions apply. DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hey, we're back.
We're back. So one of the things that's really interesting to me here is, you know, Aaron Gordon has played some elite defense in moments. And he, generally speaking, and I think it's because he's playing alongside Jeff Green, Jeff Green will get the bigger assignment. And then if there's like a good guard, they'll put Aaron Gordon on him. You know, he guarded Joss a decent amount tonight, just completely ineffective. And we've actually seen this against some of like the Donovan Mitchells or, you know, some of these speedy guards. And it makes me think, like, I don't know that I have a ton of confidence in Aaron Gordon's ability to, like, contain those guys. I don't know that he has an impact out, like, more than if
it, really
it was Barton on him or something.
Well, I mean, John Morant cooked everybody that Correct. Came in his path. We've seen Aaron Gordon look good on some shifty guards. Like, he looked really good against Dame Lillard. He looked
Yeah, but
really
Dame's
good.
Not shifty. He's
nobody,
crafty.
Nobody is as shifty as John Morant. I don't think so. Like,
but
I don't,
John, but John and Dame are different molds.
I agree. I'm just saying, like, you can rely on him sometimes to go on a smaller, faster player and be effective and stay in front of him.
But not this mold.
This, I don't know what we can do in this with this mold. Like
Donovan Mitchell's a similar mold. I mean, there are players like this. Russell Westbrook's kind of a similar mold. Like there are guys that this is what they do. They're just so dang fast and jittery. And he just, it doesn't look, I don't think his length and strength work against that.
No, and he was getting, I mean, John made cooked. Him look silly. Like he was making him run around, get bumped off on screens, running into his own guy. I mean, it was tough. I mean, I don't know that if given the chance again that Malone would opt for that assignment, but I think it was, you know, like you just look at Gordon as your defensive specialist. So if there's somebody that's cooking you, at a certain point you put him on. But you're right. I mean, it didn't work. I mean, nothing worked. It was bad, dude.
I only mentioned that. I don't know if it has had any correlation, but, you know, he only goes 4 of 11. He took the fewest amount of shots. And I do wonder if there's like a cost reward to, hey, you have a really tough defensive assignment tonight versus like, hey, I don't think you're going to have an effect on John tonight. So let's put Barton on him, but we want you to be here. Yeah. I don't, or Monte or whatever. I don't know. But it's just a point because when we talk about playoff matchups, I'm not sure AG, that's the best thing. And we talk about further roster construction. Denver might need a defensive-minded guard that for these moments.
I'm pretty surprised we didn't see
Rivers,
Austin Rivers,
Davon Reed,
Austin Rivers. Austin Rivers seems like the guy that you would turn to in this situation to be, you know, he has length. He's jittery in himself.
He can defend better than Faku,
not defending
Bones or Ford.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. This game is like exquisitely frustrating because almost every lineup that we put out, like you can find a very deep fatal flaw in.
And so true.
It's like so obvious.
True. There's no great solution.
It's just like so obvious what the problem was. But at a certain point, it's like, yo, our bench players aren't that good.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Dude, you just hit it. You were just looking for the alternatives and you couldn't find any. And like, again, I get it. We've talked about it enough. There's one thing they haven't tried yet. So I'm all on that take. But I do think, for as much as we criticize Malone this year, and he's earned it, there is a bottom line that has to be remembered. There are not good options right now. There just aren't. There's more they could try, though.
Right. Monte Morris knocked down some threes tonight. He'd been in a bit of a slump, and he hits one early on, and he thinks the heavens. You know, you could tell that had been weighing on him. Goes for 17 points. Man, he had a weird stat line tonight, guys. Guess how many assists without looking. How many assists would you guess he had tonight?
Ja?
No, Monte Morris.
Monte? Three?
I mean, I would say probably like 8.
0.
Oh, wow.
Dude, we were both wrong in two completely different
Monte
directions.
Morris had 17 points, 1 rebound, 0 assists. just where I wonder when the last time he played like real minutes and had zero assists. Now the Nuggets as a team had 34, so this probably had a lot. That's a lot of assists. This had a lot to do, I'm sure, with just how the team was being defended and where those assists were coming from. But he did go 3 of 5 from the 3-point line and 7 of 13. What do you make of Monte's night?
He was fine. He was good at times. It was really confusing to me as we got down into crunch time why it was necessary to have Monte and Faku playing together. That tells me, you know, if we're
they
saying,
honestly might have won if they just didn't do like when they came back with that, you're like, oh, we have to keep going here.
But so like that tells me, you know, maybe Malone doesn't have faith in Monte the way he was playing tonight to be able to run the show.
Yeah.
Maybe the zero assists speaks to that. But I mean, I felt good about his shot. I didn't have negative feelings about Monte at all.
He had that, someone just put it in the comments, he had a really horrible, uncharacteristically bad turnover in the fourth quarter, which, by the way, Barton, who had a great game, but this came following, I think, two of Barton's drives that he turned it over, and then Monte had that turnover. Then they hit the stretch where they couldn't get the ball to Jokic.
Yeah, you're right.
But I'm talking about the stretch where they wouldn't get the
right.
ball to Jokic.
They did have it.
And honestly, to me, like, yes, of course, the game was lost with the bench, but whatever.
You're right.
We're nearly right. the All-Star break, so get used to it, right? So here's the other thing that could have happened. The starters still could have won this game. And so they still need to figure that out. As much as I said they've been playing great, and they are, the crunch time without Jamal Murray, it took us a while to learn it's been a real problem. It's been a real problem.
Yeah. God, that was a tough one to figure out, wasn't it?
No. I mean, we all expected that. But what I'm saying is, one way or another, it didn't come up in the first quarter of the season. I feel like this second quarter, it's been like the defining thing for me is the way they close these games.
Yeah. And more to the point, like just the inability to get the ball to Yoke when teams really focus in on him and the inability to take advantage of that. Like they're going to guard, put that much emphasis on one player, you would think, hey, do something else. And to your point, you're right. Like, look. Again, the bench, those minutes were the ones that killed you. But when the starters came in, they made a great run after a little 2-minute, 3-minute stretch where Aaron Gordon tried to make a like behind the back dribble for move for some reason, just lost the ball. Monte had the turnover. Barton had a couple ugly plays. And then they settled down and went on a great run and almost came all the way back. But it's like, yeah, why do you fall into these little moments there where you can't find your rhythm? Barton had 27 points tonight, 5 rebounds, 8 assists for Will Barton tonight. He goes 4 of 9 from the 3-point line. I'll tell you what, I feel confident in Barton's 3. I was looking at the numbers, and I was surprised he wasn't shooting higher this season. And then I'm like, well, it must have been a bad early start. Nope, pretty flat, every month the same. And I'm like, wow,
you know
I feel like I'm always seeing him make threes.
He makes threes the first half of every game, and then never in the second half when it's like needed. When the pressure is off, like Barton is the greatest shooter on the squad. And then like as the game goes on, it's so, dude.
Some hero ones at the end of the game when it was too little too late.
It is hilarious. Like, but I like, I mean, you know, I always watch this. I assume you guys do too. Watch these games through the lens of like, oh, what is everyone going to yell at us for? And so when Barton starts off good, I'm always like, yes. And then he does something bad, I'm like, oh, no. Everyone's going to yell at us at Barton.
He had a really good game.
At Barton through us.
He had a really good game, though. Let's keep it real, man.
Yeah, he had a good game. He had a very good game, man. He had a good one.
I mean, he made some bad mistakes, though, like going down the – he got a little – like,
he was a part of that. The starters
– Everybody was.
And then Jokic, who was awesome, probably still could have picked a couple of moments. Like, if I'm being greedy, because we just watched him be Zeus himself on the basketball court, like, there were some moments where it was like, play the pressure. But, I mean, he doesn't need my help on figuring this out.
And then Jeff Green goes 6 of 12 tonight, grabs 7 boards, 1 assist, 15 points. He did foul out as well. You have any thoughts on Jeff Green's game tonight?
I love Jeff Green's game tonight. I like he had that thunderous Duncan Uncle
Man,
dunk.
Can we talk about that play for a second?
Please.
Of all the frustrating plays that happened in this game, that might have been the most frustrating.
Yes, no call.
My God, like how do you – there's sometimes where there's contact or like grabbed a jersey, but, you know, it's like reached around to get him subtle, this or that. That's just a straight-up hack job.
Straight-up hack job.
Just a straight-up hack job for Yoke. Oh, man, I thought – did you see the look Yoke gave after that?
Of course.
He wraps a pass around and then like – he gives a look, and I swear to God, he looked like a serial killer.
Malone was just Malone with one tech on the sideline, just laughing to himself.
Well, the crazy
Malone might have used his tech too early, because there were like after that tech, there were way worse calls. like he came out storming because there was a bad call, and it's like, little do you know, there will be much worse calls later on.
The crazy thing about that is that, like, all right, fine, you're not going to call the hack on Jokic. He stops, is holding the ball. Then Jokic was in the lane for 12
yeah,
seconds.
Yeah, he really was.
So, like, what are we doing?
The ref's like, my
is this
bad,
like
just keep playing.
Is this like the rules purge, like with no rules for the next 1 minute? Like, what is happening right now?
Jok, man, and then the other pass he had tonight, the one where he has a double team and he somehow, like, throws
to Gordon,
it
dude. That might be one of my favorite Jokic passes ever.
Oh, my God.
He threw that through, what is his name? Adams. Yeah. Threw him. Through his soul. He put it directly through him.
Jokic is like seeing the Matrix right now.
It's stupid, dude.
He is like in such a zone. And it's crazy because the Nuggets, he's got four straight triple-doubles. Three of them he scored 30. One of them he scored 26, all on great efficiency. And guess what? The Nuggets are 2-2.
Dude, every other game.
Every other game.
Just adjust your expectations. It's going to be every other game until we get our people back. The Nuggets actually had an opportunity to win this game.
Yeah, I know. Part of me is like, you know, I'm kind of just glad they didn't get their butts
kicked.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, that squad
looked formidable. They did look formidable. But, like, look, whatever, dude. It's wins or losses right now. They'll be very good when all the players are back. And then they'll be, like you said, every other night in the meantime. So it stings not to get this one.
You know what that means, though? Next game, baby.
Man, Detroit. So, we're going to show Detroit his boss.
4-2.
Jeremy Grant coming to town.
B plus 4-2. Like,
well, they're not there yet.
Well,
they're
I know they
3-2.
Get that.
We can't count this Detroit.
I'm saying if they get it, if they finish 4-2.
What's the worst that could happen?
that's a good road trip. So that's still possible.
Homestand. It's not.
I mean, homestand.
To me, it was par. I declared it before. You feel neither good nor bad about that. You're just
I feel okay about it. Don't feel great.
Listen, man.
Don't feel great, but...
Listen, like...
One of those losses was a schedule loss to Utah?
Yes.
This one would have been dope.
Should we beat the Detroit Pistons, we will win every game I expected, and we will have lost every game I expected. So,
but why would that make you happy?
It doesn't make me happy. It makes me
Eric,
feel
content.
Eric,
do you feel about somebody that just meets expectations, or do you want somebody that exceeds expectations?
Well, Adam, I like to establish realistic expectations for myself because disappointment only means expectations not met. So look at me, smiling from ear to ear. I couldn't be happier. I am very disappointed and very depressed about the Denver Nuggets. They are making me sad. But listen, guys, long season. I don't know. They just yell at us about Facu. I don't know.
Man, I'll tell you what. One Jokic's near perfect person. You know how one thing he could do that would make him a little bit more perfect?
More perfect.
Go to the podium within like a half hour of the game. Like apparently everybody's talked except for Jokic, and Harrison's been waiting for.
Well,
him
dude,
for
like
he has minutes.
To like. He's new to suits. It takes him a long time to put suits on.
Yeah, that's true. Do you think he has a routine where he plays like two games of horse trainer before like coming out? Like every time he's like,
yeah.
I have to play two games.
He showers, he plays a game.
And then he's like, should I buy the expansion pack? It is 99 cents. $200 million contract.
One quick question here before we go to our final break is, so DeMarcus Cousins is joining the team. I assume he's going to play here very soon. If you want to work new players in, Detroit's a great game. Like, Bryn Forbes was thrown to the Lions tonight. Like, go out there, John Morant. But if you want to, like, Detroit, okay, there's an opportunity for you there. If he plays, what's different? Like, who do you expect that played tonight to not play? Or is there anyone that didn't play that you expect to play?
I mean, I would say Facu, but that seems
yeah,
like,
it doesn't seem realistic.
I thought that after last game. I was like, as soon as we got Bryn Forbes, I was like, well, you know, this with Facu gives us greater flexibility as far as matchups are concerned. But like, more than likely, he's going to become more of a bit player. Oh, was I wrong? did he have the most minutes played tonight, Facu Campazzo? He had to be close.
No, he only played 19. It was the most off the bench.
Okay,
yeah.
But I mean, I would expect. I hope and I pray that three guard lineup goes away. So it's either one of Bones or Facu.
Yeah, man, that's just. Dark timeline there. I mean, Boogie, maybe he opens up a little spacing for you. You never know. I mean, he actually does shoot the three ball very well.
He's just center. Maybe
he's a center,
roller
and he draws
and
people
passer,
out.
So.
Roller, yeah, maybe. Yeah,
I look, by the way, tonight wasn't, you know, the new look bench. Boogie didn't play.
Right, right.
Forbes didn't have a great game. But look, he was alongside Facu.
Even just rebounds, like offensive rebounds, two for the bench tonight, one from Facu, one from Bryn Forbes. So two shortest guys were your offensive rebounders tonight off of the bench. And you only grab a total of 7 rebounds as a bench unit. It's crazy some of these stats. 17 total points from the bench, 7 total rebounds, 4 total assists. Like, pretty wild, man. Not a lot of production, statistical production. I think DeMarcus Cousins, if he's healthy, will be playing. I think he eats up Zeke Najee's minutes. I really do.
Yeah.
Like, I think Zeke Najee is another one of these guys that Malone just doesn't really trust. And I'm curious if Davon Reed plays minutes. I'm curious if he does.
He should. He should. I mean, I get, like, I kind of, I don't get the not adjustment. I do kind of get the thought of, like, look, this group just needs some offense. So I got trying it, but it's weird, man. Reed seems like a Malone guy. I kind of thought he'd be getting more benefit of the doubt in these moments.
All right, let's hit our break. On the other side, a lot of super chats with some around the association. And hopefully Jokic will come to
the
podium.
When we come back, can we do a round of compliments where each one of us gives another person here or in the chat one compliment that they mean?
Okay.
Am I supposed to do reads?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what, guys? I'm just going to say it. Me rooting for a guy that's my height, I root for him. It's really fun. I've never thought Faku was anything but a third stringer. And in fact, that's what's enabled me to appreciate him, is being honest with myself about who he is. And I'm honest with myself right now. He's not good enough. And my takes are good tonight.
Well, He wasn't good enough tonight.
He hasn't been good enough this season. And maybe, yeah, whatever. Anyway, the reads. I've said my piece. I got the reads wrong. It was supposed to be Green Mountain.
You SOB, dude.
No, I'll do it now. I'll switch it. Green Mountain Dental Group. Longtime fans of the show know all about Green Mountain Dental Group. Many of our fans have switched over. They've made the full-time switch. Those are now their full-time dentists. And you should know by now, when you go to Green Mountain Dental Group and you schedule an x-ray cleaning and exam, you will walk out the door with a free Sonicare toothbrush. That's over $100 value. It's a great value. So do it. Help them take care of your teeth and help let them give you the right tools to take care of your teeth. That's a double whammy. Oh, by the way, they're cool people. They like Denver sports. So when they've got the tools in your mouth and they're not like asking you how the weather is, they're asking you how dope Jokic is.
They're like, hey, what do you think about Faku?
Yeah, they're like, vote. Are you ever going to criticize Faku, you asshole? That's how my dentist visits go. And then after those dentist visits, I hit up Lightshade Dispensary, Colorado's premier dispensary. It's now 11 locations, by the way, guys. It's now 11 locations. And when you go in there, you can look for their Ripple products while I look for the ad read. Oh, I can't find it. I really can't.
Ripple products are very effective. They start working in about 10 minutes or less.
They're fast-acting dissolvables, clinically proven to hit 2 times faster than the leading gummy. They start absorbing within 10 minutes, so you can depend on a consistent experience every time. Where can you find Ripple? That's a good question. Colorado Premier's dispensary, Lightshade. When you go, use promo code DNVR. You're going to get 20% off your entire order. Not just once, not just twice, every time.
Every time. Unless something's on sale. Don't come in there talking that kind of jive. I'm not going to give you a double discount. Who do you think you are?
Is that good? You done?
I don't know, man. I'm probably the wrong person to ask. Yo, I haven't gotten the reads right in 2 weeks. I think I'm done.
I'm the wrong person to ask.
Yeah. Who is the right person
Eric,
to ask?
It's not me. Where's Wind, man? I'm falling apart. It's a rough night
for
me.
I know, dude. Vote's in shambles. Everybody in the comments, I want you to type one nice thing to Brendan Vote.
No. They don't have to.
No, you don't have to.
This is my job.
Okay.
Be professional.
All right, back here for segment three. I'm told we have some super chats to get through. Some super chats. Who wants to help me out here? Bobby says, we need a reliable bench leader.
I think he's right. It should be Monte, should it not?
I mean, he would be a good leader of that second unit. Look, that second unit, we talked about it. It's funny, man, how all these ripple effects happen. That second unit, to me, is the result of several mistakes, both from the front office and from the coaching staff.
Yeah.
We talked about they should have had a Hartenstein or JaVale McGee rim roller. They don't. That's on Malone. They probably should have a different point guard to run with this lineup. That's on Tim Connelly and company. So they just don't. I don't know what to tell you. They don't.
But you're right.
Yeah, you're right about strong that. Agree. And I don't know that it's leadership in terms of like you're talking about. I think it's honestly an unsolvable problem.
You know what I think it is more than anything is just that we've had so much flux on the bench. And I see Molly Hunt on TV right now replaying the Bubba story. But it's just like difficult to have. I'm just, you know, it's nice to see a friendly face when you're in the middle of hell. Anyway, but it's, you know, like things change. Like, I don't know what the bench unit is. Do you know what can you tell me what the bench unit is?
Oh, Britton Forbes, apparently.
It's just different every night. So like a lot of these, guys. I mean,
he's a shooter, man. He really is Marcus Howard, but a little bit taller.
But I could
might have been really good about that call.
I could see it in Bryn Forbes today. He started pressing really badly because he started off well, and you know he's trying to impress. And
you think he's trying to impress? Make a big impression?
Of course, dude. Like you show up the first day to work, and you're like, oh, I can handle that. And then like,
and by the way, he missed the shots. But I'm also like, I've watched this bench all year. Fine, take it. Shoot, I don't give a shit. You know,
there was one play tonight where was one play in the fourth tonight where Yoke had a hard double, and I'm like, just shoot it. It's the best chance.
I know.
He kicked it out to like Will Barton, who gave it to Gordon, and then I think that's when he dribbled around his back and lost it. And I was like, at least Yoke had a chance of making it on that one. Like, you never know. All right, what else we got? Nick says, not a hater, but my patience is done. Faku has entered J.J. Hickson status. Oh, no! J.J. Hickson status. And it's just as much on Malone for continuing to play him. Look, this is
I take umbrage with this, good sir. J.J. Hickson status means that you stop trying.
Yeah, that's true. Faku, for all of his faults, really cares. He wants to win.
J.J. Hickson status means that you stand around the court, you steal money from the Denver Nuggets, and then later on, you get arrested for breaking and entering.
Wow, you held that grudge really deep.
I really, really detest. Like, there's been
You really get fired up to talk about it.
Yes, because that, like, when I think about the lowest moments I've ever had with the Denver Nuggets, it was me exasperatingly looking at J.J. Hickson to do anything on the court after we traded for him, and it was reported to me that he was a double-double machine, and it turns out he was a money stealer both on the court and in public. Okay, go.
All right, what else? What else we got? Trent says, tired. Let Faku grow. Wired. Let Faku go.
Man, that's both really funny and sad.
look at you melt us down with that.
Do you guys remember
that's a great super
three
chat.
Weeks ago when he was on the up and up?
Oh, man. We had a good little like four-game stretch. All right, what do we got? Oso Blanco says, LFG, baby, let Faku go. We're piling on. It's become a meme.
Dude, if Tatum had hit that three-pointer tonight, can you imagine how down bad my brand would be right now?
Oh, it'd be a tough brand.
But he didn't. Spoiler alert.
What else we got? Carlos says, Faku can't shoot or drive to the basket. He's zero-dimensional.
Well,
So are these, Kel, is there a theme to these to these super chats today? You guys have fun with these super chats today.
You know what I hope?
We're having the roast.
The next super chat says, vote. Fuck you.
Yeah, just kick you in the dick. All right, what else we got? Mitch,
show,
Howard Rivers also could dribble air out of ball.
It's true.
All right. They probably could.
I think he's saying.
Yeah, they might as well.
Why not try it?
Jazzy J says the game was lost with Faku on the court.
Well, the game was lost with five bench guys.
Yeah, it wasn't just Faku. We might have swung too hard. I didn't realize we were going to steer this hard into really pushing back even further.
Yeah. To be fair to the chat, most of the super chats came in early when emotions were raw.
We worked through it. We're laughing.
Yeah, but this is it. Like, we've worked through it, and then we just started right back over.
Cigarette.
What else we got here? All right, let's keep going. It says, please, for the love of God, get Faku off of our team. That comes from Mitch. Thank you, Mitch. What else we got? A rapid fire through
Faku.
The
worst night of my life.
Should we make Vote read these?
Yes, we have to read every
right, no, bring it on. Bring it on, because I've earned it.
No, this you're fine on this one.
Oh, bones for Luka, Zeke, for Giannis. Who says no? Adam Silver.
Probably Michael Malone.
Keep going. Keep us rolling.
All right. Well, give me another one.
Let's go. Let's hear some another Faku one. Hate.
Real Faku hate.
Oh, my foes are dancing. if it wasn't for Faku fans defending him, literally no one would be defending him. NBA giving him the Westbrook treatment out there. Super cool. Don't clip
him rolling. Keep rolling.
I love that he says if it wasn't for Faku fans, he would have no fans. Is basically
which
what
also
he's
is like how anything works.
Yeah, it is how
but
it works.
I get what he's saying.
If it wasn't for Eric, fans,
what he's saying
he
is he's
normal.
Not made any new ones this year.
He has not made any new ones.
For your consideration, everyone, has there ever been a guard under 6'1" aside from Muggsy Bogues who couldn't score from somewhere on the floor?
This is actually
That's a good question, Sean.
We've pondered this. As the great minds of basketball here, we've pondered this many times. Like, I've never seen a little guy that cannot finish. It's the most perplexing
thing.
Why are
you guys surprised that the 5'6" guard can't finish at the rim?
Because generally speaking, if you are a diminutive player, you've made your bones by scoring the basketball. Isaiah Thomas.
Well, he can't shoot. I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Shoot or finish. It's bizarre. But he's a facilitator. He's a point guard.
Yeah.
Strange.
What else? Sean says... Oh, go for it.
Elf you vote.
It says F you.
I kid. No, it says... Oh, it doesn't say F. I thought it was a short joke wrapped into it.
Every time I see vote, I'm going to say Elf you.
I just want to say, bring me the Blazers. Where are the Blazers?
I know.
Give me bring me.
Well, we got Detroit coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Taco's probably going to go
gonna
off.
Go
he's
going
to have such
dude,
a good
and
game.
Argentina's going to be like, you gave up. Vote. All right, give me something. Give me something. Remember the Murray-Jokic pick and roll? Remember how it was so dominant? We were worried it was too much of the offense. I missed that.
That is so true. Yeah,
that's so true. Like,
you know what? That can be 100% of the offense.
They're doing this really awesome thing, but is it too much? Is it too much of a good thing? I will say there is reason for optimism, guys, in that this front unit, as you said, I believe the term is whips ass. And if you just added Jamal Murray and Michael Porter to the bench, then all of a sudden you'd have an awesome bench too. So
I just saw someone said, what do you mean? Little guards are supposed to get by people and score people. Guys, there's levels to this. There's little guards, and then there's being 5'7".
Yeah.
All right, give me the next one. The story will probably be Faku, but what makes me so sad is they missed 15 free throws. They were given
they
this.
Didn't, though. Somebody texted me this.
I don't think they did.
No, they went 19 of 23 from the free throw line. So they missed four, which is about what you would expect.
Yeah,
they shot 15's
a big jump. But you know what,
82,
dude?
83%.
Thank you for the $10. So.
Yeah, thank you. Or did they miss him? Oh, yeah, they missed him. I see what they're saying. Oh, so he's saying the Grizzlies missed 15 free throws. Probably should have beat the hell out of Denver. It was probably a significantly bigger blowout game.
We should have lost by the amount that the bench lost by, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that is it. It's as simple as that.
Compaz, no!
I thought it was a good one. I liked it too.
I don't care if Faku is bad sometimes when he's good. It's magic. Word is a volatile place. There is no end goal here. I live for the moment. Faku moment.
I love, dude.
World is a, I actually like that. I appreciate that.
There is no end goal here.
This is a South American poet. I love this.
Dude, that's rad.
I actually like this.
That
this
guy
like
went to
Neruda. No, that's a Chilean.
This is Pablo Neruda. Yeah.
No, but that's we
well,
can't
know,
come
South
on,
American.
Man.
South American.
All right. Well,
come on, North American.
Argentina probably rolling in their grave right now. Hearing us say this.
I mean,
they turned it off a long time ago.
They definitely.
No offense, but Malone is Jeff Zalak with an MVP.
Jeff Bezdilic.
Bezdilic, yeah.
Yeah, that was the Nuggets right before George Karl came in.
That's a bit much.
That's a bit harsh.
I mean,
it's a bit harsh.
It does hurt to not have your best players.
I will say it's funny how you evaluate coaches when it's like when you have a great coach, all of a sudden you really are. Like, honestly, man, it's so much of this. You see so many coaches struggle, and you look at the roster, and you're like, they suck. Like Detroit.
Right, man. You're like
terrible.
You're like, did the coach struggle, or are the players bad?
Like, and I'm not saying that he's overrated, but to your point, like, how has Greg Popovich looked since Tim Duncan retired?
Yeah, that's so great.
So yeah, it is. It turns out getting lucky is a big part of it. Okay, I've had some time to think about it. Faku still must go. Love you guys. Please use this money for peaches on the jukebox.
I got you, my guy.
Dude,
I got you.
Are we
going to
play it on a loser's lounge? Feels weird. I guess we'll do it.
He just gave us cash to do it. Really, this is subsidized.
Trent.
Sorry for coining Let Faku Go, though. It's all right, Trent. It's been a rough night. Nuggets fans still love you. I love you right back. Time to bring your favorite player and Nuggets legend Thomas Welsh to fix the vibes. Look, man, they don't have a backup center. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, they do.
Well, now they do.
Oh, by the way, I just want to say this because I got tons of tweets and questions, and I saw it in the chat. There it is. Boogie did not play tonight because of an injury. He went through shoot-around, and he was active, but Malone said before the game he might not play because of an issue. So just before we go full on, was it JaVale McGee? That wasn't the case tonight, but we'll see what happens from there.
All right, you guys ready for a little around the association?
Oh, boy, am I.
Our favorite vote, this is where you really get to shine.
This is catharsis.
You took that beating, with Faku just so you could shine with Jason Tatum. We'll get there eventually. The Warriors, you guys, have you guys been following the Warriors?
Yeah, they keep losing.
They kind of suck.
They lost to the Indiana Pacers.
Is there a lesson here?
What's the lesson? We shouldn't look forward to Jamal coming back
yes, obviously they're missing Draymond Green, but my point is, like, Klay Thompson has come in. They can't win now with him. It's a little weird. I mean, they're honestly now closer to Memphis in the stand. They're two games ahead of Memphis in the loss column. Like,
they'll rebound, though.
Huh?
They'll rebound. They'll go on a run.
Yeah, but I'm just saying they lost all that
it's true, but I think the lesson is that anytime you bring back big players into the starting unit that's already working, you're going to have disruption. We're going to experience the same thing when Jamal comes back. It's not going to be seamless. He comes back and all of a sudden we're good. Prep yourself, Nuggets fans.
Warriors won by 2 points at home against the Houston Rockets. Think about that. Against the Houston Rockets. My God. The Jazz got a win against the Pistons. Rudy Gobert, 24 points, 14 rebounds. Let me look at the Pistons here. That's Denver's next one. Cade Cunningham went for 25, 6, and 5. It's kind of his what he's known to do here. Rodney Magruder continues his very strong play, you guys. He had 15 points. 5 of 7 from the three-point line. This Bol Bol ruined the Nugget season again. He's haunting him. What else we got?
Rodney Magruder would have saved the bench.
He might have saved the Nuggets. Oh. Damn it. 5 of 7 from three tonight? Oh.
Dude, shut
that
up.
That is hilarious. That's actually hilarious. Actually,
man, fuck
hilarious.
Around the association. shut this down, dude.
The Brooklyn Nets beat the San Antonio Spurs 117-102. James Harden had a triple-double, 37, 10, and 11. I don't have anything to say there. Do you guys?
Nope.
Oh, wait. Did Wancho play? Hold on.
Oh, God.
Hold,
tell me Wancho scored 30 points or
Wancho
something.
Wancho played 2 minutes today.
2 minutes?
He grabbed one rebound. He was a minus three. Oh, man. He had a turnover in 2 minutes?
He probably got the rebound and dropped it.
Kata Bates Diop, 4 points. So
man, I'm missing all of our exes today.
The backup of Wancho and KPD. What a world we live in, man. What a world. All right, where else are we going here? The Milwaukee Bucks. Oh, this one was a barn burner, guys. Throwback to the 90s. The Bucks beat the Bulls 94-90. That Bulls team, man, they play some defense. 94, they held the Milwaukee Bucks offense to 94 points. They can
They're
guard.
Good, man. Dude, Adam is so Bulls-pilled. They dude, lost, and he led with them.
That's dude, incredible. I'm telling you,
how
man.
About that Bulls defense in a four-point loss? Holy shit.
They what about that Nuggets defense in a four-point loss?
They didn't even have Lonzo.
Dude, you are so AK-pilled, bro.
I am a little AK-pilled. I'm not going to lie. I think
he's doing a great job.
I watched this team.
He's doing a good job.
Iadesumo, you know, they brought him in. Looks like a freaking insane defender. Like, that guy looks incredible. Like, man, I hated that guy in the draft. I was like, man, this guy's terrible. AK knows, man. This team he has built. Hell of a damn team. Hell of a damn team.
Hell of a damn team.
The Raptors beat the Wizards 109-105. The West Sencell Juniors move to 23-23. We're at 500. I don't think they've been below 500 all year, guys. The clock might have struck midnight on them. Is it weird that they have like Kuzma and KCP and Wes Unseld here kind of like conflicted the whole time?
No, it's I hate all of them.
You don't even like Wes Unseld Jr.?
Dude, screw him. Washington Kuzma has been a lot more likable. Please don't throw tomatoes
way?
At me.
In what way?
That he couldn't be less likable when he was a Laker?
Yeah, he's just not on the Lakers.
No, you
and
just
now
don't.
I'm
just
like, oh, wow, that was a really good game for the Wizards. Look at that. Look at that! Look at that young gun. Plenty
no,
of potential.
Dude,
long road ahead.
This is an out of sight, out of mind situation. If you were presented with him every night, you'd think he sucked. All the same, he's so buried now on the East Coast that he has to wear ridiculous pink sweaters that are oversized just to scream. He just stitch. Look at me on the front. I hate you.
Here's one for the good vibes. When does a sandwich cook? When it's baking lettuce and tomato.
BLT!
What is that? Is there a joke in that?
When it's baking lettuce and tomato.
Like bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
BLT,
baking,
baby.
Baking
but
lettuce
baking and bacon. May
I just say somebody paid for
Robert.
It.
Robert.
Good joke, Robert. Keep it coming.
Wind.
I'm sorry. Listen, Robert, I'm kind of
Robert
salty
rules.
Tonight.
Yo, hey, you're not going to get him to laugh
vote
tonight. Like, yeah, it's not going to happen.
Vote is raw as hell
he
right now.
He is very raw.
I will tell you.
Can I cheer you up?
His nerves are more bare than his ankles.
Guys, the Boston Celtics tonight, they needed a get-right game. They've been having a hard time. So, fortunately, the Blazers were in town. The Blazers are terrible.
Get-right.
Of course they won. Wait, hold up. Oh, no, they did lose. Jason Tatum did go for a near triple-double, 27, 10, and 7. That must have been a good stat line. Oh, of 6 from the three-point line. And by the way, did you see the final play?
Yeah, so let's actually credit where credit's due. Tatum had a really good game, and he had a chance to have a great game. He had a chance to put them away. They blew that big lead in like 5 minutes.
They really did.
And, man, what a great move to spring himself wide open from the wing.
It was a really good
move. Oh, my God. It was so smooth, his footwork, and then he clanked the shot, dude. Jason Tatum, Boston Celtics, I want to thank you for keeping me sane all season long.
The Atlanta Hawks beat the Miami Heat somehow.
Pop quiz, who's missed the most shots in the NBA this season?
Jason Tatum.
That's right.
That's such a great stat.
Vote is back.
Vote is back, baby. Also, you guys like this one. You guys have seen the Clippers.
I saw them.
We just played them. Yeah. Right? You saw that line Yoke put up. It was pretty incredible. Joel Embiid came up just a little bit short of that. He had 40, which is pretty good, 13 and 6. But
They lost. They lost to the Clippers. The Clippers come back from 24 down. We're going to pretend that never happened to the Nuggets against the Clippers.
I know. Yeah, what about the
losers?
Well, at least ours happened on the road. This one, they happened at home. I can't believe it. Embiid. Be better. Do
it's
better,
so funny
Embiid.
That it's those two teams, too. I saw one of our friends from 213. Was it 213 Hoops? Our Clippers friends? They tweeted, down 24. Their only hope is Doc Rivers. And God, did that age.
Wow.
Just that was a third quarter tweet.
Wow, that is incredible.
So just beautiful stuff.
After the game, he was asked about, like, is it coaching? And he was basically said, F off.
You know what he said? Would you ask Greg Popovich that question? You wouldn't. So don't ask me, because I think I've earned that.
The funny thing is I'm not so sure, but I don't know.
What do you mean, not so sure? He hasn't.
Yeah.
I'm positive.
Also, it is funny. Like, people always want us, like, could you ever call Malone out? It is funny because it's, like, it's both fair, but also, like, what's a coach ever going to say in that? Like, Malone,
I know,
do
but
you feel like you did a bad job coaching tonight?
It is.
Thank you for asking. Great question. I did. Thank you.
But I understand that feeling when you, the fan, are removed eightfold from the actual decision making. You're like, someone make him feel uncomfortable and angry as he has done to me. Put him in a position where he's forced to answer these questions that I'm screaming at the television and seeming there is no answer.
Right. You can't just be like, hey, Malone, I didn't think you were very good tonight. Like, that's not a question. You can ask about rotation questions, and we try, and you have to after tough losses. It's not an easy spot. It's not, the coach doesn't want to answer that question. You know you're just as likely to get yelled at, but it is what it is.
Lakers beat the Magic tonight. Let's check on in on some old friends. Gary Harris, 13 points, 4 rebounds. Man, have you guys seen the reports? Everybody thinks he's going to get bought out and go to the Nets. Doesn't that suck?
Yes.
I think that's hilarious.
What
dude.
If he replaces Dad?
On the Nets?
Apparently Dad wants out of the Nets. So lame.
Contract year Gary is like Hoodie Mello, Face Mask LeBron. Like, I'm just saying, he's one of the great characters of basketball lore.
True bummer, man. True bummer. And then we've got the Hornets smack down on the Thunder. I mean, who cares? That game doesn't have anything. It was a pretty boring game. 121-98. That was Around the Association.
Wow, what a segment.
What a segment that was today.
Holy cow.
Harrison, Joker coming in 5.
He hasn't even come up yet. Holy smokes, Joker.
Wow. Well, I guess should we end it? Friday?
Yep, let's end it.
What the F you guys, dude.
We did this yesterday. We did an hour 40-minute show last time. Like, I can't do it.
Do you
want
to do that after a loss?
After a loss?
Which my favorite player
if you
was
want to
a
hang out with
27,
us for 30 more minutes
while
we just talk about
where Brendan was put to his, like, Brendan has to put his arms down for 45 minutes.
Yeah, you guys watched me.
If you guys are jonesing for a little bit more content, I do highly recommend you always check out the Keeping It 1000 podcast. I had Sandy Clough on along with obviously George Carl all the time. George Carl, we're going to talk about this on Sunday's show. George Carl said he thinks when it's all said and done, Jokic will be a top 10 player all time. All time. We'll talk about this on Sunday. And just
not
about
that
how
hot.
Is George off his rocker
not
or is
hot.
One of the coach who's won more NBA games than
not
anyone else just onto something?
He's definitely onto something. Should I answer?
On Sunday. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We appreciate it.
Hey,
sorry, no post game.
Chat.
Blame
me. We love you. We love you.
Brendan,
thanks for coming.
The ad's so nice, we ran it twice. It's Friday, so I'm coming at you once again with some Green Mountain Dental Push, baby. If you haven't yet, consider switching over, making them your full-time dentist. And if you just want to try one appointment, remember, right now when you schedule an x-ray cleaning and exam at Green Mountain Dental Group, you will get a free Sonicare toothbrush. That's an exceptional value. They're going to take care of your teeth, give you what you need to take care of your teeth. Maybe you get to talk some Denver sports along the way because they're extreme Denver sports fans just like you, just like me, just like all of us here at DNVR.